Sir, we should like to see Jesus. These words were addressed to the Apostle Philip by some Greeks who were in the entourage on the way up to Jerusalem to worship at the festival. Philip went to tell Andrew, and the both of them went to tell Jesus. Jesus replied, "Now the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you most solemnly, unless a wheat grain falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest." He went on to say, "If a man serves me, he must follow me." This Sunday, we are led by these words of the Gospel into the time of Christ's Passion. Like the Greeks, we are part of the entourage on the way up to Jerusalem. On Palm Sunday, we will descend with Jesus in the triumphal entry to Jerusalem. And quickly, the triumphal procession will fade into the Passion of Jesus. We would like to see Jesus. The late Pope John Paul II quoted these words in his letter about our entry into the third Christian millennium. "In our day," he wrote, "like the Greeks in the Gospel, people want to see Jesus. They want to see him. They don't only want to hear about him." The Pope reverted to a familiar theme of his pontificate, in which he promoted the new evangelization, a fresh retelling of the victory of Jesus in his suffering, death, and resurrection, and what it means for us. People want to see the face of Jesus. How is that possible? In so many words, Pope John Paul said it can happen if we contemplate Jesus in the Gospel, at the Eucharist, and in our tabernacles. If we do this, we can more readily reflect Jesus to others. Like Philip and Andrew, we can become a mirror for others to see Jesus in everyday life. That all may sound a bit heady, but it isn't Lent, and especially Passion Tide, a time for reinvigorating our highest spiritual ideals. It's a time for spiritual renewal. In our best moments, we want spirituality to be the highest priority of our lives. Jesus said, "If you want to serve me, you must follow me." Following Jesus cannot be something apart from real life. I like to tell the story about a little fish in a large aquarium that was being observed by an older and wiser fish. The little fish was swimming frantically back and forth and up and down and all around the tank. The older fish swam up next to the little fish and asked, "What are you doing?" The little fish answered, "I was told that a fish needs water to live, so I'm looking for water." "We're in the water. The water is all around us," the older fish said. "You're kidding," said the little fish. "It can't be that simple." With that, the little fish swam off to continue his search for the water. Seeking Jesus in the spiritual life should hold pride of place in our lives, but we needn't make it complicated. Like the little fish, we might be inclined to think it can't be simple. Well, let's not be mistaken. It is simple, but that doesn't mean it is easy. Becoming holy can seem out of reach for many of us. And after all, only God is perfectly holy, and the Mother of Christ is so by privilege of her motherhood. Becoming holy has something to do with drawing close to the holiness of God. If we want to warm our hearts, we need to draw close to the fire of God's love. If we want to radiate the face of Jesus, we need to get close to the light who is Christ. Becoming holy means turning away from seeking whatever keeps us from seeking the face of Jesus. In our quest for holiness, two practical pointers can help. The sister of St. Thomas Aquinas asked what she needed to do to become holy. "You have to want to," he told her. The other pointer, we have to be willing to start over again and again. The spiritual help we need is within reach. Keeping aware of the presence of God around us requires a program of being faithful to daily prayer and the sacraments, especially Eucharist and penance. Prayer and the sacraments move us outside of ourselves in generous service to others, especially the poor. This is the external measure of holiness. The habit of doing the program requires dogged determination. I don't know about you, but Lent is the time for me to rejuvenate my desire for holiness and to reset the markers for doing the program day after day.